older women's basketball players who have been like, oh, well, let's see her do it in the pros. Like, she's going to get her ass whipped. And that's exactly what they're saying, but that's what they're implying. Like, Diana Taurasi said there's going to be a big adjustment period. And Breanna Stewart said something. And there Cheryl Swoops said something before that she had to then walk back. And I think you saw an example of, like, people realizing that this sounded so toxic and bitter.
Yeah.
And we started to see it getting walked back yesterday. Like, Dawn Staley said, like, I really want to give her credit for elevating the game. And to be clear, Staley isn't one of the people who had been going after her, but I'm sure she saw what had been happening. And Sue Bird, who was on the telecast with Taurasi, who was like saying she would take Paige Beckers over Caitlin Clark and saying Clark is going to struggle coming into the league. She also sent a tweet thanking Clark for elevating the women's game. And so, like, there's, I think, a little bit of nastiness. I don't want to browbeat. So a little bit of bitterness that she's getting all this attention that the women's basketball stars of years past did not receive. And I think, you know, there is a little bit of a racial element where I think there are some people who believe that Clark is getting outsized attention because she's white. And
well, there's never been a white women's basketball star, Ryan. That's I'm being obviously funny about it, but NBA.
There's like Rebecca Lobo and Sue Bird and stuff. So there have been lots of white stars before her. But I do think there is a little bit of this at play here.
I think I got a take on this, Ryan. I think the racial aspect might be overplayed. It is there. It is part of it. I think there might be a political aspect that's underplayed. That was a very interesting clip, the one I sent to you, where Wilson talking to Kelsey Plum when they were watching, I guess, I think they were probably watching the Beckers versus Caitlin Clark game. And Wilson was saying that, I think it was Wilson. I don't know. I don't know, but I'm just reacting to the reactions. Something about how what I like about Beckers, and she was relating it to Plum, is that she understand. I'm paraphrasing here, but the word was privilege. She doesn't make it all about her. She understands her white privilege, yada, yada, yada. It was very uncomfortable. And Plum says, thank you. I guess what else do you do in that circumstance? But it did seem pointed that Clark is somebody different, who's not of that culture. This is the part that I think is hiding in plain sight, which is that the WNBA is a very politicized culture relative to the other leagues. And there is a table stakes expectation that you are all about certain causes. Clark has been just very neutral on everything. I think impressively.
Yeah, she just wants to dominate on the basketball court. That's really all she's interested in.
There's no BLM. There's no any of these other causes from Clark. I think that's something that the